to awaken to your ultimate potential.
Welcome to the fifth season of the Live Greatly podcast. I'm Crystal Bauer, wellness expert, founder, and keynote speaker, sharing insights and conversations around happiness, mindset, well-being, and success to help you thrive on your personal and professional journey. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. I have a question for you. How happy and successful do you feel in juggling your personal and professional life? I'm really excited about today's episode. I'm going to be giving you a look into my first book, Work Life Tango, Finding Happiness, Harmony, and Peak Performance Wherever You Work. So super, super pumped because I have an official launch date set for November 19th, 2024. I've been working on this book for years. I was working on it during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I'm just so excited that I'm getting close to the finish line of having it out there in the world. And it's being published by an imprint of Hasha UK, Nicholas Brealey. And I'm super excited to have gotten to this point. So the reason that I wrote this book was I found in my personal life that I was really looking for this ideal version of work-life balance. And the way that I was going about it and the criteria that I was looking for didn't really lead to happiness and fulfillment personally and professionally. And I felt like the outside world had given this idea that you have to segment work into certain hours of the day. You have to segment life and all the other things outside of work into other areas and other times of the day. And it just didn't seem fitting for how I was living my life and how I wanted to live my life. Because at the end of the day, work and life are not completely separate. And maybe this was the case back in the 1960s, the 1970s, where you could really leave work at work. You didn't have technology, you didn't have your cell phone, you didn't have access to your computer. But in modern times, with hybrid work, with remote work, there are blurred boundaries and blurred lines between home and work. So I really felt like it was such a key time to write this book to help all of the individuals out there who are trying to find a better way to have happiness and an inner harmony given remote work, hybrid work, or really wherever you work. Unfortunately, the model that a lot of people are looking for when it comes to navigating work and life can lead to burnout and a feeling of unfulfillment. If you're only leaving certain times of the day, certain times of the week, certain times of the month or the year to do things that you love or to include the things that really light you up or that are important to you, you're not going to feel as fulfilled. So I'm a huge proponent of a work-life harmony approach, a work-life integration approach, where you're able to include all of the things that really light you up, that get you excited. You're able to include the things that are important to you as an individual and your personal mission into how you show up in your life, how you show up at work. So it's not that you're leaving family and friends and personal time to only before 9 a.m. or only after 5 p.m. or only on the weekends, right? And it's not that work only matters from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. So it's really about finding your own unique version of work-life harmony that works for you and your unique situation. So the way that I approached the book is I did three parts to the book. And part one is really focusing on improving your relationship with yourself. Now, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know that I am a big proponent of developing a healthy, thriving relationship with yourself because it all starts with you. So maintaining a healthy mind and a healthy body means that you need to prioritize yourself, your health, your well-being, your mental health, all of the above, right? Making yourself a priority, including self-care, including lifestyle habits that support you, optimizing your mindset, embracing a growth mindset, all of those things are going to impact how you show up for your family, for your friends, for your colleagues at work, and all aspects of your life. So I share some key insights to help with productivity, peak performance, happiness, success, and well-being based on improving your relationship with yourself. And that's part one of the book. Now, part two of the book is really focused on thriving at work. And I introduce something called checkpoints, which I love to talk about how you can use these moments as opportunities to wake up and realign. And you can use these micro moments to really connect your work to your personal mission. mission. I cover some key insights to be able to set healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries is really a form of self-respect and self-care. And now that does not mean it's easy. I have definitely struggled with this in the past, but I share some key components that can help with this. I also share some key solutions for hybrid and remote workers and how to better navigate those blurred boundaries between work and life. Some simple tricks that can really make a big difference. Now, for this part of the book, I also share insights that leaders can really benefit from. Team leaders can gain insights into managing remote and flexible teams to really create conditions in a company culture of connection, happiness, success, and well-being. Now, part three of the book is really about thriving in your relationships. So we know research shows how important relationships are for our happiness and our well-being, and they influence our health, our mental health, and so much more. Now, with remote and hybrid work, developing these relationships has become a little bit more complicated. Now, the world of work has changed post-COVID-19 pandemic, so it takes a little bit more insight and intention to be able to develop real connection when you are working hybrid or when you are working remotely. I also share some research-backed strategies to help with building relationships in your personal life as well as your professional life. I did a lot of research for this book to be able to share key research-backed strategies to help with peak performance, happiness, and well-being. And I also pulled from some really interesting conversations that I've had on this show. Now, some key things that I've learned throughout this journey of writing my book is that when you're working on a bigger project, it's important to have patience. I've also learned about the importance of having inner motivation and being able to stay on a schedule when you have a set goal. So whatever it is that you are working on in your personal life and your professional life right now, if you have a big goal for yourself, make sure that you're supporting yourself and being successful with being realistic about your expectations with it. And also having a set schedule where you don't feel overwhelmed and you're able to work towards your ultimate goal without having to feel like you have to do it all at once, right? So this has been such an incredible journey, and I'm so excited to be approaching the finish line of having this book out there in the world. I'm going to put a link to be able to pre-order in the episode details. As always, I greatly appreciate your support. If you'd like to learn about having me speak at your next event or team meeting, you can reach out via my website, www.livegreatly.co. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I absolutely loved sharing these insights with you. If you have a moment, I would greatly appreciate you leaving a review about what you loved about this episode. Leaving reviews helps this show gain visibility so those who can benefit from it can gain access to it. Thank you so much for your support. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Now for a disclaimer, the contents of this podcast are intended for informational and educational purposes only. Always seek the guidance of your physician for any recommendations specific to you, for any questions you have regarding your specific health, your sleep patterns, changes to diet and exercise, or any medical conditions. Also consult your physician before making any changes to your sleep patterns, diet, and exercise. Always consult your physician before starting any supplements, herbs, or new lifestyle programs, and before using any over-the-counter products, including plant-based or herbal products, including but not limited to beauty products, skincare, and hair care products. Contraindications and side effects may occur. All information, views, and statements shared on the Live Greatly podcast are purely the opinions of the authors. They are not medical advice or treatment recommendations. They have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Opinions of guests are their own, and Crystal Bauer and this podcast do not endorse or accept responsibility for any statements made by guests. Neither Crystal Bauer nor this podcast take any responsibility for any possible health consequences of a person or persons following the information in this educational content. Always consult your physician for recommendations specific to you. If any product mentioned and this podcast has been received from the manufacturer or the public relations team for that product with the express intent of editorial consideration, the product will be identified as such. A product that this podcast receives some sort of compensation for promoting will be identified as such.